Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And the first week of high school football is officially in the books. And what a great week it was. It is fantastic to have high school football back.
Yeah, your number one ranked Tiff County Blue Devils got beat at home 55-7. So that tells you what you need to know about your rankings.
Well, again, I didn't rank them. There's a formula that ranks these teams. And Tiff County was ranked number one because they won two preseason games, including beating the Lowndes County Vikings. That's why they were number one.
55-7, man. That's all you need to know. They got beat at home by the Coffee County Trojans.
Well, let's talk about some of the games that are actually going on this week. Of course, we've got Camden and Brunswick at Glenn County Stadium. Camden coming off of a loss to Columbia, the Brunswick High Pirates. An underwhelming win against Andrew Jackson, but a win nonetheless. So that game at Glenn County Stadium. Richmond Hill, the Wildcats of Richmond Hill, go over to Waycross. They'll take on the Ware County Gators. Effingham goes on the road to play Burke County. That is going to be an interesting game.
Burke's always tough at home, and they're a good program. Effingham got shut out last week at Richmond Hill, so the Rebels need to pick it up.
Liberty at Bradwell. Bradwell trying to rebound after taking a shellacking at the hands of the Wayne County Yellow Jackets last week at home.
I tried to tell you that on this show last week, that Wayne County is for real. You tried to, the week before, you tried all this Long County this, Long County that. I told you the Wayne County JV team would go beat Long County's varsity, and I'm probably correct on that. But Wayne County's got to go to Brooks County this week to play Maurice Freeman's defending state champions. 4A versus single A. We're gonna pick that one or not?
At no point have I said that Wayne County was not a good football team. I actually think Wayne County is going to shock a lot of people this season, personally.
Oh, okay.
Coffee County over to Bainbridge for that game. Boy, Coffee County put on a clinic last week.
People are telling me that Coffee County should cruise to the 5A state championship game this year. That's what I'm hearing.
I heard the same thing, probably from the same person. Like you said, Wayne County goes over to the defending single-A champion, Brooks County Trojans. We'll see how that goes.
That's going to be a tough one for Coach Shaw and the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. That's a nice drive over to Quitman against a team that, yeah, they might be single A, but that's a good football program.
Brantley County trying to improve to 2-0. They will head on the road to play the mighty Groves Rebels.
And they will be 2-0. After they play the Groves Rebels, because there's nothing about Groves and football that strikes fear into anyone.
That sounds like a lot of disrespect.
That is, because they're sorry.
Pierce goes on the road to play Jeff Davis. Jeff Davis, of course, an up-and-coming program. I've been touting Jeff Davis for 3 years, and this guy right here jumps on the bandwagon last week, touting Jeff Davis after I'd done it for 3 years and he'd been telling me how bad Jeff Davis was. He jumps on the bandwagon, but Pierce is Pierce. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, Jeff Davis lost at home to the Charlton County Indians last week.
Charlton's in a resurgence. They're going to be good too.
Yeah, they're good. Historically good program.
Aiken at Appling up in Baxley. We'll see how that goes. Charlton County, the aforementioned Charlton County Indians, they'll cross the state line to go play Yulee down in Florida.
That'll be about a 15-minute bus ride. That won't be long.
Won't be long at all. Metter took a trip to Swainsboro last week. It did not go well. They went down to the Swainsboro Tigers 21-7. They'll take another trip to Emanuel County, this time to play the Emanuel County Institute Bulldogs
and over
in Twin City.
And get beat again.
Well, we'll see. Southeast Bullock and Statesboro, a turf war going on up in Bullock County. They'll play that game at Paulson Stadium at Georgia Southern. Southeast Bullock and the Statesboro Blue Devils for bragging rights.
Who are you picking?
Again, we went over this last week. This isn't a segment where we pick games.
I'm picking the Statesboro Blue Devils to bounce back after that heartbreaking loss to Glenn. I got the Blue Devils over Southeast Bullock. You won't make a prediction, but I'm picking the Statesboro Blue Devils.
This isn't a prediction segment.
Why not?
Because the producer said nope.
Well, the producers, we have the content here. We pick the content. If you don't want to pick a game, just say, I don't want to pick a game because I don't want it to come back that I was wrong about something. Statesboro's beating Southeast Bullock.
If there's one thing our listeners are very well aware of, is that Jason Bishop is not afraid of making picks and going out on a limb. So that's not what this is.
Well, you haven't made one this segment. There you go. So.
Bullock Academy Gators will go on the road against Augusta Christian. Of course, Bullock Academy with a big win over Tift Area last week in the GISA. Bullock Academy may be the second best team in all of GISA Class 3.
Yeah, they're going on the road, and they're going to handle Augusta Christian no problem.
John Millage stands in the way of everybody.
John Millage might stand in the way of some single and double A teams in Georgia High School Association.
I would agree with that. And the Frederica Academy Knights, they went down last week to Brookwood, got the game ended early because of lightning, and they will go on the road up to Chula to play the Tift Area Panthers tonight.
Talked to Coach Derek Sunday night. Man, he's starting a lot of freshmen on that football team, Jason. And that trip to Chula could be a tough one too.
The Frederica schedule, you want to talk about brutal? The Frederica schedule is just that. It is immensely brutal.
They could start 0-7.
And the thing is they could start 0-7 and then get in the playoffs and make a deep run.
They could.
I mean, that's kind of the way their schedule lines up. Is they're a good football team.
They play. They're not scared to play anybody in GISA, and they'll go on the road and play them. They went to Brookwood. Brookwood had athletes over in Thomasville, and they struggled last week. But this team's going to get better as the year goes on.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
And the cool thing is there are certain stadiums now around the state that have decided that they're going to start airing our show, or at least portions of it, on their scoreboard before the games, which is a really cool thing. And what I will tell you is, in the event that they don't air the portion of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, you can find those rankings here in this show when the show gets uploaded to our website at thesouthernsportsedition.com. You can also find the show wherever it is you get your podcast from as well.
Give me Glenn over MCA.
You're still picking? That's not what we're doing.
Give me Glenn over McIntosh, and give me the Brunswick High Pirates over the Camden County Wildcats.
We're not picking games.
I want to be on record.
What is so hard about that? We're just talking about games.
Okay. Should be a good game Friday night here between the Bricks, between Brunswick High and Camden County. McIntosh and Glenn Academy play between the Bricks also. Should be a good game
I want to see Southeast Bullock and Statesboro. That's the game that I want to see. And also I want to see the Wayne County Yellow Jackets go over to Brooks and test themselves against single-A state champs. I think that's going to be a barn burner.
Don't be surprised if the Wayne County Yellow Jackets come home with a victory from Quitman.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Are you going to pick a game? Are you going to pick that game?
Which game?
The Brooks Wayne. Give me the Wayne County Yellow Jackets in that contest as well. Going on the road with a statement win. I'm calling it.
So you want me to pick a game?
Yeah, pick a game.
Any game?
Pick all of them. I've been giving you picks the whole segment.
You call games for the Brunswick High Pirates. I call games for the Camden County Wildcats. So that would seem like a pretty good game that I should probably take a look at picking, right?
We already know. You've been saying all week that Camden's going to beat Brunswick by two or three touchdowns.
That's not what me and the folks down 30 miles down the road have been saying all week. So if you want to look at this game from a professional standpoint, right, and break this game down, you look at the strengths of Brunswick High and you look at the strengths of Camden, and the pick to this game should be pretty easy. Time to go to break.
No pick, as usual.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Week 2 of the high school football season, and once again we have some awesome matchups around South Georgia. Statesboro and Southeast Bullock play at Georgia Southern's Paulson Stadium in a turf war. Camden heads up to Glenn County Stadium to take on the Brunswick Pirates. Wayne heads to Quitman to take on the defending single-A champion, Brooks County. And Frederica takes to the road to Chula to take on Tift Area. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Find the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch anywhere you get your podcasts.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelined you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Kevin Durant, stop being so entitled and selfish. Be more like LeBron. Farewell, Lynn Dawson. Mets, the Braves are coming for you. Nick Saban just signed a new extension with Alabama. Doesn't he sign a new extension like every year now? What a great problem for the Atlanta Falcons to have, Ritter or Felipe. Are the Braves ever going to see Mike Soroka again? Another arrest for a Tennessee football player. Good to see the Vols are back to being the Vols. Write this down, Texas A&M will win the SEC West. Pujols has homered off of almost 450 different pitchers. That's 450 more than Kit Branch. Only the Jaguars would cut a kicker without another kicker on the roster. Georgia had four players named preseason All-Americans. It won't be enough to win it all. UCF is loaded. Dansby or Vaughn Grissom? Jacob DeGrom is going to look great in a Brave jersey next year. CM Punk, and John Moxley. And these are my thoughts.
College football hasn't even started, and here you are, a week out, you're already pumping this UCF garbage.
UCF is going to be legit.
They are not going to be legit.
They're going to.
They've got a backup quarterback who couldn't start at Ole Miss as their quarterback.
They're going to win that conference, go undefeated, get into the playoffs,
and they've got Gus.
Beat whoever is in their path in the first round and find themselves in the championship game against either Alabama or Georgia.
8-4 Gus will find a way to lose 3 or 4 ball games. You should know that. You should know that by looking at the track record at Auburn. His best two teams at Auburn. I knew you were coming with this. So here goes. His best two teams at Auburn in 2013 and 2017 lost 6 games between them. 8-4 Gus is going to lose a couple of games this year on that schedule that my buddy Robert Kraft on the Southern Sports Edition picked them to go undefeated in. They're going to find a way to lose 2 or 3 games this year. That's what Gus does. Why can't you people understand that?
Look for them in the playoff.
Here we go.
Look for them in the playoff. Are we ready to do the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings?
Boy, here we go.
Are we ready?
Yeah, it's been just the last few weeks.
All right. Coming in at number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, down 4 spots, the Valdosta Wildcats dropped 4 spots.
They won 40-6 against a Florida team, North Miami, Florida, and they dropped 4 spots in a poll.
That's what the formula did.
Yeah, formula's...
At number 9, checking into the poll for the first time in the regular season with a 45-0 thrashing of Jenkins, the Benedictine Cadets at number 9.
They were in the poll 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but this is a regular season now.
Oh, so they dropped out last week. They won their scrimmage game, dropped out, and they jumped back in after winning over our Savannah Public School team in week 1. Nice. There you go.
And they're back.
Okay.
And at number 8 with a 54-7 win over Hilton Head, getting back into the poll, the Savannah Christian Raiders at number 8.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
At number 7, for the first time ever in the school's history, they make an appearance in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings with a 53-0 win over the Georgia School for Innovation and the Classics, the Screven Gamecocks. Check in at number 7 for the first time ever.
Screven County beat a, what was it, a...
Georgia School for the Innovation and the Classics.
Okay. So that tells y'all you need to know right there, football fans.
With a 49-6 win over the 4A Island Squad, the single-A Calvary Day Cavaliers take down a 4A school 49-6, thus propelling them back into the rankings at number 6 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Don't try to spin a Savannah Public School, man, classification. Don't do it.
The Island is a 4A school, and they got beat by a single-A powerhouse in Calvary Day.
Stop.
With a 28-20 win over Irwin County, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane check in at number 5.
Defending state champions check in.
At number 5.
Okay.
At number 4, with a 21-7 win in a game that could have been worse than that, a domination of the Metter Tigers by the Swainsboro Tigers at number 4. For the first time ever, the Swainsboro Tigers check in to the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Wow. Nice. I mean, what's the geographical thing on this poll again?
Again, so the geographical area is east of I-75, roundabout. So you could be somewhere around 75 and still count, be eligible. And it's I-16 and around and south.
And around. Okay.
Swainsboro is around I-16.
All right, there you go.
And again, I just want to clarify, because I know what Kip's going to do. He's going to throw an argument about this team could beat this team. It's not what I'm doing.
There's nobody that you've called out from 9 to 4 that will beat the Valdosta Wildcats, who you have at 10. Go ahead.
What I'm doing is I am ranking these schools in accordance to what they have done within their schedule. I'm not saying that anybody can be anybody in this poll.
You're calling it a power ranking. That is not a power ranking when you've got teams that can't beat a team ranked ahead of them. That's not a power ranking. Go ahead.
At number 3 with another big win, 42-21 over Tift area in Statesboro, at number 3, the Bullock Academy Gators.
Cool. That's just pure steaming garbage right there.
No, it's not. Bullock Academy is a very Bullock Academy is a very good football team.
Steaming garbage right there. 3 over again. 4 through 10 will all beat Bullock Academy by 3 or 4 touchdowns.
At number 2, with a 55-7 butt kicking of the former number 1 Tift County Blue Devils, coming in at number 2, checking in for the first time this season, the Coffee County Trojans.
Well, there you go. Finally, you got somebody positioned in the right spot. Okay. Finally.
And at number 1, up. 6 spots with a 26-10 win over the Warner Robins Demons, the two-time defending state champion Warner Robins Demons. The Lee County Trojans are your number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
So people like Brunswick win and drop completely out of the poll.
That's what the formula.
Number 2 last week, but dropped completely out of the poll.
That's what the formula did.
Yeah. Okay.
I have no control over the formula.
Yeah, this is just plain.
So let's recap.
This is garbage.
Oh, man, it's not garbage.
It is garbage. You got Savannah Christian, Scriven, Calvary, Bullock Academy, and Swainsboro ranked ahead of the Brunswick
High
Pirates.
Again, it's not who can beat who. You need to get that through your head. Why can't you understand that? This is not hard. We've been doing this for 7 years, dude.
Where's Wayne County? They had a big win.
Yes, they did.
Why aren't they in the pool? Wayne County will beat Savannah Christian.
There's only room for 10 teams.
Scriven, Calvary, Swainsboro, Bullock. I mean, you're talking about a power ranking, and you don't even have Wayne County. You don't have Brunswick in it. I mean, Glen Academy won last week. They beat Statesboro on the road. I mean, come on, dude.
It's based upon who did what in their schedule, not who can beat who. I don't know what you don't get after
Clinch.
7 years.
They won. I mean, this
7 years of this.
I mean, you sitting here ranking Savannah Christian.
Will you let me recap? Man. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, number 10, Valdosta. Number 9, Benedictine. Number 8, the Savannah Christian Raiders. Number 7, Screven County. Number 6, Calvary Day. Number 5, Fitzgerald. Number 4, Swainsboro. Number 3, Bullock Academy. Number 2, Coffee. And the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Lee County Trojans.
Bullock Academy Gators. You've got to be kidding me, man. You have to be kidding me.
Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, JC's Drother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs! It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simon's, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simon's, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Three teams in Bullock. Bullock County will beat the Bullock County Gators.
Why don't you understand? It's not a. I'm not ranking who can beat who. I'm ranking how these teams did, and are doing in their schedule. Dude, we've been doing this for 7 years. It's not rocket science.
I'm Jason Bishop, and I'm just going to throw things out there and see if they'll stick to the wall. That's the formula for the power rankings.
That's not it at all. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by Bennett Automotive.
It should be brought to you by the Bullock Academy Gator Booster Club. But buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in Southeast Georgia. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you, a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Now is that time of the show where all the complaining that Kip does throughout the first two segments of the show, he's allowed just to do whatever he wants and complain as much as he wants. It's the Kip Ranch Butthurt segment.
You can justify this list. You can't justify those rankings you just spit out. Number five on the Butthurt list this week, the Los Angeles Angels. You want to know why, Jason?
Tell me.
Because they've got Ohtani, they've got Mike Trout, and they're 26 and a half games out of first place in their division, 20 games under 500. What?
The team's up for sale and about to be sold.
What? You got two of the most talented players in all of baseball, and you're 26 and a half games out. And you spent a lot of money in the offseason.
A couple of years ago, you brought Anthony Rendon over there, who hasn't played a lot because he's been hurt.
I mean, next to last place, only the A's are behind you in that division. And they've mortgaged the farm to sell anybody. Speaking of mortgaging the farm and being a, like a Triple-A team to the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Dodgers, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they get beat 14-2 today by the Atlanta Braves to get swept in that series. They're 30 games.
Well, they got beat 14-2 on Wednesday.
They're 30 games under 500. 30. Going nowhere fast. All they are is a fulfillment agency for the big market teams. They develop talent, and then the talent goes somewhere else to get paid. That's what the Pittsburgh Pirates do. They are a farm club. Basically, they're a Triple-A franchise right now. That's what they do. They feed the Yankees, Red Sox, and the Dodgers. Speaking of a bottom feeder, number three on the butthurt list, Jason, the NFL preseason power rankings came out. And the New York Jets come in at number 30. 32 teams in the league. The Jets come in at number 30.
And they won.
And they, you know, they won a preseason game.
Yeah.
How many regular season games are they going to win?
It wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me. They've got Joe Flacco, the backup quarterback. Zach Wilson's going to be back. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm not saying the Jets are going to make the playoffs, but it wouldn't surprise me if they're in the conversation later in the year. I think they're better than what people think.
Can Joe Flacco get up out of a recliner? I'm asking you a question. Joe Flacco? Did you just say Joe Flacco?
I said Joe Flacco. He's going to start the season as the starter.
Oh, my goodness. The largest city in the United States is New York City. The Jets and the Giants.
Not area-wise. Area-wise is Jacksonville.
People-wise. Largest city in the United States population-wise is New York City, and the Jets and the Giants are absolute pure garbage. There's no reason why one of those two teams or both of them shouldn't be power brokers in the NFL.
There are a lot of folks in Atlanta, too, and the majority of them are Georgia Tech fans, by the way.
No, they're not. Number two on the butthurt list. Here's a trivia question for you, Jason. Number two on the butthurt list is the Houston Texans. Name me a starter for the Houston Texans. Name me a starter for them. Can you name one? That's why you get on the butthurt list for things like that. If you can't name a starter on that team, if you can't name a starter on an NFL team, they get on the butthurt list. What's their quarterback's name?
Who is this?
The Houston Texans.
Is Baker's not? Where's Brissett? Is Brissett there?
Oh, I think he's in. Where is he? He's not in Houston.
Okay.
Is he?
Well, then I don't know.
I don't know. I could. Is there? Name me a starter.
Well, the kid from Virginia Tech, isn't he the quarterback there?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Again, name me a starter.
Tyrod Taylor. That's who I was thinking of. Is Tyrod Taylor?
Is he still there?
I don't know. I'm just throwing that out. Is it Tyrod Taylor?
The Texans 31, checking at 31 in the power rankings going into the season. Guess who number one is that checks in at last place, 32nd in the NFL power rankings going into the season?
I'm
going
to take a wild swing here and say the Jacksonville Jaguars.
No, it's your Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, my Atlanta. I'm a Jaguar fan.
The Atlanta Falcons check in at 32
Jaguars
in the NFL.
Don't blow 31-3 leads.
Preseason rankings going into the season. The Atlanta Falcons, you know what their projected record is this year going into the season?
What?
2-15, which will land them at the number one slot in the NFL draft. Who's their quarterback going to be?
Well, right now they're going to rotate between Ridder and Mariota, and then they're going to have special packages for Felipe Franks.
If you got to rotate in the NFL at quarterback, then you don't have a quarterback.
I'm just telling you, that's what they're going to do.
Who's their running back?
I don't know.
Who's their wide receivers?
Well, Ridley suspended.
He's suspended. They drafted some kid out of USC when you had all these burners from the SEC still on the board. Who, Drake London? Is that there?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
I mean, the Falcons. Pass on Nakobe Dean for a linebacker from Montana State who didn't even make the trip to their first preseason game. By the way, Nakobe Dean is tackling anything that moves in Philadelphia.
Is that number two or number one?
That's number one.
Number
the Atlanta
one.
Falcons are number one. Houston, Texas, number two. Jets are number three. Pittsburgh Pirates, a feeder club for just about anybody with money, is number four. And the Los Angeles Angels, who spend a lot of money but just can't get any ROI from the product.
The funny thing is, you know, in high school and college where you've got like a lower classification school that will go play one of the big dogs, and the big dogs will pay them to come.
Right.
Teams should start doing that with the Jets.
Yeah. Hey, Jets are coming. I mean, well, you can say
we'll
this.
We'll buy you out.
The Jets ended Antonio Brown's career.
Okay. Yeah.
Mic drop on that one.
I mean,
Antonio got so frustrated by losing to the Jets, he walked off the field, took his pads off, and walked right out of the stadium.
It hasn't been back.
Hasn't been back. Now rumors are surfacing that he wants to play for the Dallas Cowboys.
That would be a perfect fit.
Here's a trivia question before we go to break.
Okay. I probably have the right answer.
Since 1997, J-Lo's got 5 engagement rings.
Uh-huh.
Dallas has 0. Five rings for J-Lo, zero for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, I saw that on Facebook the other day. That's kind of lame.
That's true. Truth hurts.
The George's Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the George's Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747. We're online at airadjusters.com, and let's go Pirates!
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
On the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and now joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. And so let's talk some Atlanta Braves. We, a couple weeks ago, we lost Adam Duvall for the season with a torn tendon sheath. So before we even go any further, what on God's green earth is a tendon sheath?
You know, I mean, anytime you read these reports, they're about as clear as mud. And so it's hard to know what a tendon sheath injury is that they are talking about, honestly. I mean, there's quite a few things that could be going on. Based on his mechanism, what I believe happened is he tore the tendon sheath that holds the finger extensor. So if you look at your knuckles, if you make a fist and you look at your knuckles, you actually, the tendons of those fingers run right over those knuckles, and they're held together on either side by the tendon sheath. So if you have a tear on one side or the other, that tendon can actually dislocate out of the tendon sheath and cause pain. So that's what my educational guess would be that he probably did.
So that brings me to my next question. He did it pursuing a foul ball, and he slams his glove hand into the wall, which I guess tore it. How much force does it take to do something like that? Because it looked pretty harmless.
Right, right. And, I mean, if you hit it in such a way, if he had his hand in the glove and his fingers were flexed just enough, and it probably wasn't a straight force of the hand, you know, the glove against the wall. Of course, we've all done it where you try to grab something with a ball and that glove will torque, kind of turn on you. And that could have been just enough force to cause that tendon sheath to tear.
So he's undergoing surgery. The original prognosis is he's out for the year. And so, in your professional opinion, what's the timeline as far as him being out? Here's what I'm really asking.
is there any chance that he might be back for any part of the playoffs?
Well, Jason, there's always a chance. There's always a chance. And I can easily say that because I'm not the physician that would have to clear him.
Right.
And I don't think I would sleep well. It's kind of like when they cleared Adrian Peterson from his ACL injury 4 months out, which was basically a freak of nature. As the physician, I don't think I would sleep well, but he did fine. Could Duvall make it to the playoffs or the World Series if it comes to that, which hopefully it will? I think he could. I think there would be enough time there.
Okay.
So I definitely think that's a possibility. And we've all seen those players that have had some kind of injury. We've seen the basketball players that have those plastic masks to protect their nose or something like that. I bet he would be taped up to the hilt. But if he is needed and he can give the team some benefit, I think they'd let him get out there.
Again, Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So that's his bottom wrist, right? If you picture he's a right-handed batter, he's in the batter's box. That's his bottom hand.
Right.
So what type of rehab would he be looking at once this thing is healed enough for him to start doing rehab? What's he going to be doing?
Well, and I think once they know that he is healed enough, they would basically start from the tee and work their way up.
Okay.
Really, really and truly. It's not – once you know that it's healed, then he should be allowed full range of motion. And then it's just, is it protected enough and is he comfortable with taking a swing?
Now in the field, do you see any liabilities having this injury? Because this is his glove hand.
Right. Probably less, but I bet you he will not run against a wall, you know. And we've seen that. We've seen that a little bit with Acuna, that when he just came back, he was a little, you know, a step slower, and there will be maybe a little bit of hesitancy initially.
Okay. Would this have been something that would have worked itself out, or did he just have to have surgery?
No, you have to have surgery.
Okay.
In these situations, you have to have surgery.
All right. Once again, Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, as always, you made me a good bit smarter, which, you know, it's not real hard to do.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate your time.
I do. I always walk away from these interviews with Dr. Sasser feeling a lot smarter. I do. That's the truth. What did you say?
Maybe he can give you some help on some of your rankings, some of your picks, and some of that kind of stuff, and maybe give you some knowledge nuggets there. You know, I got a question for you.
I've got a solution for you. Turn your microphone on when you come back from a segment.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why you didn't answer in the first break or first segment.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you pick the Wayne County, Brooks County game? I'm asking you, why didn't you make a prediction there? I picked the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Why can't you, for our listeners in Jessup who are listening to this show, why can't you go out on a limb and make a pick for this game?
It's not. It's
what?
It's, I mean, not that I won't make a prediction. The reason that I did make a prediction is the same reason I didn't pick Glenn and MCA. It's the same reason that I didn't pick any of the other games. And for that and the reason is very simple. It wasn't a pick'em segment.
Well,
that's not what we were doing. That's what you were doing.
The producer,
but that's not
saying
what,
right now, make a pick.
That's what you were doing in the first segment, which is not what was on the sheet.
Jessup listeners, you get first-hand knowledge listening right now what I'm dealing with every single week. He can't make a pick. You know why he can't make a pick? Because he doesn't have confidence in your team going to Brooks and getting a win. That's why there's not a pick being made. I have confidence in you. You're going to go over to Brooks County. Good friend of mine, Maurice Freeman, you're going to go over there and take care of business.
I mean, I don't think that Wayne County shouldn't be doing that. They're a very talented 4A school.
Like I said.
Playing a very talented single-A school. Wayne County should be expected to win that game. It's not like Wayne County.
Ride
it's
the fence,
like
baby. Make
chumps.
A pick.
They're a good football team.
Yes, they are a good football team.
So what are we doing here?
Making a pick that you don't seem to want to make.
It's again, this is not what this...
I had a question. I had to ask you the question. I was hoping to get an answer, but in true Jason Bishop form, we're going to get a bunch of rah-rah this and rah-rah that, fence sitting.
I told you a couple of weeks ago on this show, and by the way, want to welcome in the Wayne County folks. I believe this is the first time that we're airing in the Wayne County market, so welcome in. I told you a couple of weeks ago on this show that I liked Wayne County to only lose one football game the entirety of the season, and it wasn't to Brooks County.
So you're picking.
So why are you doing this now?
So you're picking them to win.
What I'm telling you is, 2 weeks ago on this show, I told you the Wayne County Yellow Jackets would go 9-1 and finish second in their region. Now, you could put the puzzle pieces together of what I mean and who they're going to lose to and who they're going to beat with that statement.
So is Wayne County beating Brooks County? Yes or no? I say yes.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
You ready? Let's go! It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by the Bennett Automotive Group.
If it's Parker's, you know it'll be fast, convenient, with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Bad writing right here. Typo. Beer cave. Brr. Lots of two-for-ones.
He says typo, but he just can't read it.
It says bear cave. Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
What I will say about that particular read is I've done that read, and that is a tough read. It's not written very well at all.
It says bear cave.
Well, I don't know about the misspelling, but what I'm talking about is just the way it's written. It doesn't flow very well. Actually, I would like the producers to talk to the sales folks and see if they can't get that rewritten for us.
That would be nice.
Yes, I would agree.
That would be nice. That's tonight, high school football, and a lot of good games in the area.
Well, yeah, and some of the games from last week. Positioning teams to where they are, and one game in particular that I just... Not a particular game, but a particular team. I thought they were better than what they were. Or maybe Coffee is just that dadgum good. They beat Tiff County 55-7 last week, the Coffee County Trojans did. And, of course, Tiff County at the time was number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So it was a little bit of a shocker.
You had Long County number one 2 weeks ago in your power rankings. You had Tiff County number one in your power rankings last week. Those two teams scored a combined 7 points opening weekend of the season.
Yeah, they may have been overrated.
You think?
I'm just saying they might have been.
Your formula, your poll. Let's see. Let's just see what I can just throw up against the wall today.
That's not how it works.
And let's see if it'll stick and see if we can get under somebody's crawl.
That's not
let's
at
drop,
all.
Let's drop top 10 ranked teams across the state with, you know, in the, all the classification polls. Let's drop them completely out. Let's put in the Bullock Academies of the world. Let's put in the Savannah Christians. Let's put in teams that don't deserve to be there, Scriven County. Oh, come on, man.
By the way, not to cut you off, Portal won their game. Congratulations to the Portal Panthers. They are 1-0.
Portal, Southeast Bullock, and Statesboro. I think they all three of those teams in Bullock County would beat the Bullock Academy Gators. I think they would.
Well, Portal and Bullock Academy scrimmaged a few weeks back, and I believe Bullock Academy won that game on a last-second long touchdown run, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, well, four quarters, everything live.
It was a scrimmage.
Give me Portal. Give me Statesboro. Give me Southeast Bullock over the Bullock Academy Gators. I'm just saying, I'm just being a realist here.
Okay. Well, I mean,
that's not real to put the Bullock Academy third in a poll.
They're a GISA school, so
you got them
they
ranked.
Shouldn't be beating Statesboro or Southeast Bullock because they're a GISA school.
Well, you got them.
I'm just giving you facts. Like, I'm dealing in reality here.
You're dealing in fantasy because you have them ranked in a power poll.
Kip, I don't know how else to say this to you, but to say it the same way I've said it for 7 years. And I have often thought to myself, if I can say it a different way for you to get and understand.
Well, then I'm going to define what power means to people in Southeast Georgia and South Georgia as it relates to football. You go ahead and describe your little ranking system one more time, and I'll tell you what power means to people that know football.
Okay. There's a formula that I use that ranks teams according to how they do in their schedule, quality wins, games won, losses, teams they lost to, head-to-head, number of wins, all of those types of things that you would use to rank teams. This formula uses that to rank these teams. However, what it doesn't account for is because I'm going across basically 7A through two divisions of single A and GISA, of course a 7A school can beat a GISA school. No one is arguing that point. Valdosta, if they lined up against Bullock Academy, they'd score 100 points on the Gators.
Well, that just shows you that but
that's not what I'm doing in my rankings. What I'm doing in my rankings is I'm ranking them according to how they do in their own schedule. That way, a team that's in the GISA can be fairly ranked in a top 10 poll with a team that's in 7A. And Kip does understand that.
Hey, I'll say this. You have a fascination with Bullock Academy.
Okay, no.
You do. No. I mean, just 3 short years ago, you had Bullock Academy ranked ahead of a Frederica Academy team that beat them by 40 points.
You have an amazing memory because I don't even remember that.
Yeah, you remember it. I mean, what is the fascination with Bullock Academy?
What we're supposed to be doing in this segment is talking about scores from last week.
Okay. Well, why can't you pick Wayne County and Brooks County? Give us a pick.
Give us a pick between Statesboro and Southeast Bullock. I already did this.
Give us some predictions.
Once again, 2 weeks ago, I came on this show and I told you, we ran down Wayne County's schedule, and I told you the Yellow Jackets, in my opinion, are going to go 9-1, and they're going to finish second in their region. Now, you can infer everything you want to infer from that prediction on who they're winning against and who they're not.
All right, Mr. Big Build Back Better. What about Statesboro and Southeast Bullock?
What a game, right?
Right.
What a game. The pageantry of putting that thing at Georgia Southern and those two Bullock County schools playing one another. I mean, if I weren't going to be at Glenn County Stadium on Friday night calling Camden and Brunswick, I would certainly be up in Statesboro watching that game, because that's going to be a really good one. Southeast Bullock, as you know, Kip, an up-and-coming program. Statesboro, a heartbreaking loss to the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, who, by the way, Statesboro had them dead to rights in the fourth quarter and couldn't hold it.
And that's why they're going to beat Southeast Bullock, because the sting of letting that one get away last week is going to propel them this week over Southeast Bullock.
I like Statesboro in that game. I sure do. I like them. I like Southeast Bullock to come out and show what they're made of, too.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Brunswick County, Camden, right here in Glenn County Stadium.
A game of two teams that certainly underwhelmed in the first game of the year.
Left a lot of points on the field, Brunswick did. I broadcast that game locally here. And what in the world happened to Camden County?
Yeah, Camden was not a very physical football team playing Columbia. I called that game down at Chris Gilman in Kingsland. They weren't the more physical football team, and that's why they lost. And I think it's going to make Camden a very dangerous team coming up to Glenn County Stadium to play the Pirates on Friday night, because they're going to be playing that game out of desperation, out of trying to gain some respect. And, you know, at the end of the day, Brunswick didn't look that great against Andrew Jackson.
Brunswick's playing for respect, too, because the people in Brunswick don't feel respected by the Camden County program. So there's be a lot of respect on the line tomorrow night. Glenn Academy McIntosh, does that have a potential to be a barn burner?
MCA is a potential state championship contender in single A. Glenn Academy and them played last year or a couple years ago and tied. Was it last year?
Right.
And they tied. I think Rocky Hidalgo is going to come in that game looking to make a statement. And his kids are riding high on that, you know, miraculous win over Statesboro. I think MCA plays tough and they hold their own, and I think Glenn Academy comes in and they play tough and, you know, show they're a 6A squad in this game. You know, it's two really good football programs in their classification.
Charlton County, Yulee, close proximity. Charlton County, I believe, is on the rebound. They are up and coming again.
New coach, new system, new coaches, new philosophy. You know, Charlton's a very proud program. They've got a lot of winning tradition down there. I don't know a lot about Yulee, to be honest. There's no way I can pick this game because I don't know enough about Yulee.
Derrick Henry played there.
Yes, well, I know that.
Yep.
But I don't know enough about the program and where it is now to be able to tell you whether it's better than Charlton or not.
Richmond Hill Ware could be a good game.
That will be a good game.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Week 2 of the high school football season, and once again we have some awesome matchups around South Georgia. Statesboro and Southeast Bullock play at Georgia Southern's Paulson Stadium in a turf war. Camden heads up to Glenn County Stadium to take on the Brunswick Pirates. Wayne heads to Quitman to take on the defending single-A champion Brooks County. And Frederica takes to the road to Chula to take on Tipped Area. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Find the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch anywhere you get your podcasts.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.